This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day. Wow, what a great race weekend we've got along the Gulf Coast and worldwide. I tell you, if you get into it, how about all the big show today? Hang on in just a minute. We're going to get the full details of all the racing last night at Five Flags Speedway with Tim Bryan. He's standing by. Also, we've got Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway. We've got a little bit of rain along the Gulf Coast, clearing up pretty quick. Not going to be a problem with all the racing that's going on tonight. Sunny South Raceway, a young driver. Listen to this guy. He's 10 years old. He holds last year's WKA Junior 2 World Championship. That's for the go-karts, pretty much the best of the best. Also, 2010 and 2011 WKA Indoor Champion. He's a hot shoe at just 10 years old. Connor O'Kresick will be on. Andrew Smith from Talladega Motor Speedway here, May 4th through the 6th. Hey, it's good to see the pack is back, and you can find out about how you can get great seats there as Andrew will be on, and so much more racing. Hold on, let's take a breath as we go. The Cajun Wing Sprint Cars are here along the Gulf Coast tonight at Deep South Speedway in Loxley. Go on to deepsouthdirt.com. I know Casey's standing by to be on here, and it's the Show Me the Money Racing Series Pro Late Models. Now, right now, I can tell you Montgomery Motor Speedway, Chris Carter standing by just south of that track. They've got about 3 inches of rain. There's some system going in through here right now. But the most important thing is we want to thank the sponsors at Seafood Shed, Montgomery Motor Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Deep South Speedway for putting on the show. And we go straight to Tim Bryan. And another good thing, the rain didn't come, but I tell you, Tim, when we got to the track about 6 o'clock last night, saw some spooky looking clouds, but man, the racing was incredible.
Hey, good morning, Kane. Yes, it was. I tell you what, just listen to the opening here, your show there. The 2012 racing season is here in full force, is it not?
It is, it is. And, you know, I forgot to mention that Mobile International Speedway taking the weekend off, as it's well-deserved. They'll have 4 races in a row coming up. And by the way, today they do have a car show. Opens at 8:30. It's a fundraiser for the Rape Crisis Center. They've got a big car show out there, swap meet, $5 donation, and $10 if you want to show your car. And it's always a huge event. But, yeah, so you're right. There's something going on everywhere. And you guys aren't even done yet, too. You got something going on Sunday, which we'll talk about in a minute. But I think there's one name that has to be brought up from last night's racing with the Pro Late Models. Speed51.com was there and did a great job with all the stuff they do. But, wow, so did Mike Garvey. Talk about his wild ride.
Well, I tell you, Mike put on a clinic last night. Of course, you know, this was race number 2 in our season, just 5 days after our Blizzard Series opener last week that was postponed on Friday night. We ran last Sunday, then back, of course, last night. And several of the same drivers here for the Pro Late Model, the Allen Turner Series opener. And Mike Garvey had transmission problems in qualifying and had to change transmissions, take up the rear of the field, and methodically worked his way towards the front. The race took several different turns. A very familiar sight, a car number 9 out of the Bill Elliott stable with a youngster named Mason Massey behind the wheel of that car, led a good portion of the race. But Mike worked his way towards the front with probably maybe 20 laps to go or so, took the lead, and Massey faded a bit. The race went a long time before he ever had a caution. Some great driving going on last night, and of course Mike Garvey ended up in the Tracy Goodson car in victory lane. A well-deserved victory for that team.
Well, and you can't forget about DJ Vanderlei, who was second, and by the way, they put on a clinic on driving too, because these guys have got a history right now. But what I really like to see at the end of the race, that actually DJ walked over to Garvey, shook his hand, and said good job. So that's pretty cool, because I know coming up into this race, these guys have been beating and banging on each other, and they're both pretty aggressive drivers. They don't really want to give too much when they're on the track, do they?
No, they don't. And, of course, DJ is used to winning races, and he's had a bit of a monkey on his back last Sunday in the Super Late Model season opener. An oil leak at the drop of the green flag. He was the first car to drop out. Back in his familiar number 2 last night, and an excellent run. I don't think he got a scratch. and finished a very close second. Was knocking on the door of victory, but as he said after the race, last night, on any given night, you just don't know, but last night, I think Garvey had the better car, so yeah. DJ settled for second. Another car out of the Bill Elliott stable was TJ Reed, who runs well down here at Pensacola and Mobile. Third place finish for the 41 car. All said, it was a really clean race, and a lot of those guys went to the pit road as soon as the race was over, jacked up their cars, and started putting their Montgomery Motor Speedway setups on those cars for the night.
And that's right, and that's what they were doing when you had the Sportsman and Bombers racing out there. I like TJ Reed. He was he wasn't thrilled to be third, to be honest. In his victory lane interview, he said, "Well, you know, it's amazing how these guys." He said they'd like to take some of the mirrors out of the cars and things like that because there's a lot of mirror driving. I'm sorry, if you're leading, you got to protect. That's what I think. I mean, I was like, come on, you know better, TJ. You've done the same thing. Am I right?
Well, you're exactly right. And I tell you, it's just testament to the quality of the drivers that are racing in both the pro late model and super late model ranks these days. You know, these guys are not satisfied with anything less than first. In DJ Vanderly's case last night, as I mentioned, they've had a run of bad luck, and I think a good close second place finish maybe was what that team needed to probably turn their season around, even being this early. So you can look for them to move up a spot before the racing season goes much further.
Well, I tell you what, there was a lot more racing, too. Also, you get the local division. Sportsman was amazing. You know, it was Michael Couture. There you go. Michael Couture and Stephen Buttrick. These guys are really racing, and these guys put on a big show, too. And it's pretty clean for the most of the part.
You know, Mike Couture has been running really good, but last night probably his car was dialed in better than it's ever been. Led a good portion of that race, and Steve Buttrick, of course, you were so used to seeing that familiar blue number 33 in victory lane. He did run him down and win that race, but it was also a good run for Mike. Also, want to make a call out to Marty White. Had a pretty bad crash last Sunday. His team spent the next 4 days working diligently on that car. It looked like a brand new car last night, and Marty run in the top three for the most of the race and ended up with a top five finish.
His rear bumper got real wide at the end. I saw that. And the Bombers, I'm telling you, you've got Gary Goodwin, who just led and took over, and just, I mean, he was at least a straightaway ahead of the closest driver, who also is pretty good. Brandon Burke second place, and Kenny Bullard rather third. So amazing racing in the Bombers too.
Yeah, Gary Goodwin was, of course, our defending champion, and was leading last Sunday's race, and mysteriously just kind of gave up a little and faded, finished like fourth or fifth last Sunday, kind of uncharacteristic for the 23 car, but had it dialed in last night. He got to the front and stayed in the front.
Well, I tell you what, you've got more racing to continue. Before we talk about the Wing Sprint cars, we've got about two more minutes, Tim. So much to cover today. Let's talk about Sunday also. You've got a huge event, and something that's different that no other track's doing along the Gulf Coast. Here's people driving from Panama City, Tallahassee, New Orleans, people coming from Atlanta starting to come over to your track for drifting. You're doing it Sunday. It's not practice. It's competition.
Yeah, our marquee out on Pine Forest Road says get slideways,
yeah.
And that's what these youngsters like to do. Most of them, I say, are youngsters, but it's for all ages, and they're street cars. They use the infield paved road course, and they simply do that. They go from a standing stop and slide their way through the course, tires smoking. In some cases, they burn the tires right off the rim, and it's a lot of fun to watch as well. But tomorrow is a competition. We'll be giving some trophies and are expecting a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, for sure. Now, again, Friday, April 13th, the next show, you get the Mussey Extreme Wing Sprint Car Series out of Indiana. Biggest motors they've got. You've also got the motorcycles and the Mod 50s.
Yeah, well, Casey and the guys at Deep South Speedway are, of course, running the Wing Sprints on dirt tonight. And then 2 weeks from now, on April 13th, as you said, we're going to have them on pavement. And it's the Must-See Extreme Sprint Car Series. You can visit their website. They're the world's fastest short track cars. By all means, we expect to see a track record at least tampered with, if not shattered. We've done some tire testing back in February. The cars are extremely fast. They have 410 motors, big wings with lots of downforce. These guys don't even lift. It's going to be a great event, and the television crews will be in. They'll be doing a tape delay broadcast of the must-see race. So expecting a good field of cars. Really looking forward to that. And, of course, we're going to have a big modified show that night and motorcycles returning too.
That's going to be great. You can go to the website, fiveflagspeedway.com. Enjoy the rest of the day off because you know you're back at it again tomorrow for drifting. Tim, we appreciate you coming on the show, my friend.
Thank you, Kane. We appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. Now, the drifting tomorrow, just $10 to get in, and you're right on the track. Hang on, we've got Talladega to talk about. We've got, oh, man, Montgomery Motor Speedway, the Show Me the Money Series, Deep South Speedway, the Sprinters. Hang on, Connor Okresic, a young driver who's racing at Sunny South Raceway, all combined in the next 45 minutes. Hang on and strap in. We ain't done yet. Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Good morning and welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later, we're going to have the show podcast on usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing, and that's a great organization that my team, Hurricane Motorsports, races under their banner, and we race for just pretty much awareness for our EMTs, volunteer fire departments, when they have special events like to take the cars out there. So we appreciate everything that USFD Racing does. Hang on, so much more to continue. Talladega Super Speedway, they've got the big pack back in May 4th through the 6th, 1-877. Go to Dega is how you get tickets. Andrew Smith standing by also. In just a few minutes, Casey Hines from Deep South Speedway gives us a report live as the Cajun Wing Sprint cars are already rolling into the track. Montgomery Motor Speedway got some showers in the area. Chris Carter says, nope, track's dry, looking good. They've got 3 inches rain south of Montgomery. We'll talk to Chris here in a little bit. And again, racing also tonight, the third race of the season at Sunny South Raceway. Could not get a hold of Lonnie. He's probably already at the track, so we're going to talk with him shortly. But we've got one of the drivers who's done an amazing job, and I've had this youngster on before, and if you don't remember, let's talk a little bit about this guy. Okay, his name is Connor Okresic. If you're not remembering, he's 10 years old, goes to UMS school, fourth grade student, born on his brother's 21st birthday. How cool is that? And 2011 also, this is pretty cool. He's done so much. He's got the WKA Junior 2 World Champion. That's the best of the best. National O'Reilly's Indoor Champion, Junior 2 Champ Cart. Now, the Champ Carts are the carts with the cages, and he's moved up. It goes on from, I mean, he has so many awards and so many wins already. It would take 15 minutes to go through it, and he's a hot shoe at 10. So I want to say good morning to Connor Okresic. Connor, hey, good morning, buddy. Connor, I want to ask you something, buddy. You have made some big changes recently. You've gone from the Champ Cart, and now you race that at Sunny South Raceway for a long time, and you'll be back there again, and you've already changed. You've gone up to Bandoleros, which is the next step up, and the Bandoleros are a little bit different than a cart. Can you explain how these two cars are different?
You can't drive really hard down in the corners, and you can't push down the brake really, really hard, or you'll spin out, but in the carts you can.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're a lot faster too, aren't they? You can do more adjustments on them, right?
Yes, you can do more adjustments. The Bandolero's 30 horsepower,
wow,
and the cart 6.5 or 5 horsepower, just depending on the engine.
Connor, that's amazing. So let me ask you, because that's a little bit different, and I know your dad has been really supportive of you, let me ask you, you do so much traveling now. Now you're doing the Bandoleros. What are the difference in the speeds? I mean, you can obviously tell. As a driver, is it harder for you to drive these, or what do you have to do different?
You have to not be brake happy. You have to just... You have to let off the gas easier and accelerate harder than you have to do in the cart.
Well, you've won so many national championships. What is it about racing, and how did you find when you were younger? I mean, younger, you're 10. How did you figure out, hey, this is what I want to do? How did you get turned on to racing?
One of my dad's friends, he works next door to my dad's work, mm-hmm, and... He told my dad to come over, and he had a cart, and my dad asked me if I wanted to drive it, and I said, yeah.
Yeah, I do. And that was the beginning of it, and I've told you, you've done great. And I heard a rumor, something about the number 14 in NASCAR. What's this all about?
Well, he's my favorite driver. I just want to drive the number 14 one day.
So you're hoping to have maybe Tony Stewart's ride. Maybe when he gets too old to drive and he wants to become an owner, that could be you, right?
Yeah, that could be me.
Now, what are you doing besides Bandos? Because you got running at Sunny South and Bandoleros. Are you traveling this year with this car, or are you traveling with the cart still?
I'm probably going to travel some with the car, but I'm traveling a lot more with the cart.
Okay, so you're still doing that and stuff. And what kind of races are you going to be going to next? I know you've got a very busy schedule. You're going to Sunny South. I think you're off next week. And then what's your next big money race?
My money race is Boonville, probably,
mm-hmm.
but for carts, but I'm not really sure.
Okay, you know what? Let the manager take care of it. Now, real quick, before we let you go, I know you have some sponsors that help you out. Who are some of the people that help you out on the car?
Metro Glass, Sign and Tint Shop, Paragon Cleaners, my mom and dad, and Gulf State Doors.
I think you practiced that. You sound like Michael Waltrip. You're sounding pretty good, buddy. You got the sponsor part down. You obviously got the racing part down. Hey, one more question. You know, there are a lot of young kids that do listen to the show, and I love to have the race car drivers come on, and I always ask this question. I've asked you before this too, Connor. But if you've got a young person someone your age or even younger or even just a little older who might want to try go-karting, how would you get them – what would you tell them to get started? What would be the best thing for them to try to do?
Just try it out, ask help from more experienced racers, and just learn your way.
Well, I tell you what, it's been great. I know you're going to have a good time tonight. The gates open at 4 o'clock over at Sunny South Raceway. You've had a lot of good races. What's your prediction tonight? Who's going to pull into victory lane tonight?
Well, I'm not really sure who's going to pull into victory lane tonight, but I have really good competition.
Yeah.
And, it's going to be a close race tonight.
Well, I tell you what, it's always exciting, and I appreciate you coming on board as we continue to watch your career grow. It's been awesome to have you on. God bless. Be safe tonight and bring home a trophy, okay, Connor?
Okay.
All right. See you later, buddy.
Okay.
All right. There's Connor O'Kresick. What a great kid. Again, Sunny South Raceway is where he races and travels, and his dad is a great friend of the show, a sponsor on the Hurricane Motorsports with Metro Glass, and we appreciate them coming on board as well. But, again, Connor is an amazing young kid, and every time I get him on here, I'm more impressed. Remember now, Grand Bay, Alabama is where Sunny South Raceway is. Couldn't get Lonnie on again, but go onto the website and find out all the information. They are racing for sure, every division, and they've got that new kart class for the kids, too. And when we get Lonnie back on, we'll definitely have him on, and we'll talk about it. Now, time to shift gears, and I'm telling you, the pack is back at Talladega. Are you ready for this? It's not anymore this tandem racing, they call it. If you saw Daytona, and I know you did if you're a race fan listening to the show, you know Talladega is going to be huge. Andrew Smith is standing by. Also, Casey Hines. They've got a Deep South Speedway, the Cajun Wing Sprint Cars. Today, from noon to 2, you can get free tickets at Terry Thompson Chevrolet in Daphne, Alabama. They're going to have one of the Wing Sprint Cars there, and we'll find out more about it there. And oh yeah, did I mention Montgomery Motor Speedway? Bobby Allison is going to be the Grand Marshal tonight. Hang on, so much more to continue. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. As always, thank you so much to Sunny South Raceway Racing tonight, Deep South Speedway, and Loxley. The Cajun Wing Sprint Cars are there tonight. We're going to talk to Casey here in a few minutes. Ed Seafood Shen and the Montgomery Motor Speedway tonight, the Show Me the Money Series. Again, 3 inches of rain south of Montgomery, but so far, no rain there. And by the way, I want to remind everybody, Mobile International Speedway today, they've got a huge car show. Thanks to Ray Crawford, trying to get the folks on there, but they're so busy parking cars right now. It's a fundraiser for the Rape Crisis Center, and it's only $5. It's got a swap meet down there, too. Lots of people pulling in to get some of their stuff. So $5 donation, $10 if you want to show the car. So I'm excited about this May. The pack is back, and it's back to what we're used to at Talladega Motor Speedway. So many great finishes, so many amazing races, including this one, the 2000 in Talladega win. And you know who won that one? We'll take a listen.
Dale Earnhardt Sr. has come from 17th spot in 4 laps to lead it. Kenny Wallet is in second spot, followed by his teammate, Joe Nemechek. Nemechek was the pole sitter, and Kenny Wallet has likewise never won a Winston Cup race. 3 Chevrolet on the final lap at Talladega. $2.7 million and $1 million bonus for Dale Earnhardt if he can hang on. The No Ball 5 contender, Mr. Restricted Place. will take his 10th career victory.
I still get chills when I see that video. And here's the thing. As soon as they get across the checkered finish line, the whole entire field wrecks. That's Talladega in a nutshell. Andrew, I still get chills when I see that race, and I know you're going to have more chills coming up in spring. Andrew, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
I tell you what, Talladega is such a special, special racetrack and everything that happens there. And, again, there's so many special memories. And, again, and it's a great, great race. You got the pack back, as you say on your website. It's the 2012 Aaron's Dream Weekend. Tell us about all the good stuff you got coming up in about 33 days.
Oh, man, we're just so excited. And like you said, the pack is back. We saw some great racing in Daytona. Yeah. You know, that's something the fans have really been asking for, is getting back to that traditional pack racing. Like we're used to seeing the big, you know, three wide, 10 cars deep. It's just an exciting time. And when they come by at 200 miles an hour, there's just nothing else that can replicate that.
No, and that video, you know, you can still hear, it's just the roar. And when you feel it on your rib cage and you can see the fence shaking, that's a lot of horsepower. Now, I tell you what, and you see so many different fans from all sorts of cultures. It's neat to see how NASCAR has come and been almost a new melting pot for the race fans. Have you noticed that at the tracks?
Well, absolutely. You know, we actually draw fans from all 50 states that come into Alabama. And then we also get about 24 different countries represented at Talladega Super Speedway. So it's really become an international affair, and it's great for the state of Alabama. So it's, you know, just as you support your local home tracks, you know, support Talladega Super Speedway as well and get your ticket.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Now, tell us about some of the ticket prices and the deals you've got going on May 12th. I'm sorry, May 4th through 6th.
We've got some great deals. Probably the best deal going is our $49 Allison Grandstand ticket. That's actually a two-day ticket, so that gets you in Saturday and Sunday. And kids 12 and under actually sit in free back there. So, you know, it's a great way to bring the family out. And then, of course, you know, we just announced last week Rodney Atkins is going to perform an infield concert on Saturday night. So for that $49 ticket, you get your Saturday and Sunday ticket, and that Sunday ticket will get you into the infield, the legendary infield of Talladega, on Saturday night for that concert.
So many stories, so many photos, and if you do go to Talladega, Talladega Boulevard has to be at least walked down briskly if you go down there sometimes. But that's part of the ambiance of what is Talladega, because it's really like a carnival, because as soon as you guys get there, you get parked there, you can see it. It's just like a giant facility in the middle of nowhere in a field, essentially. But and that's a beautiful thing, because you've got so much camping around there as well, don't you?
We do. We've actually got about 2,000 acres of camping. And a vast majority of that is actually free camping. You know, we've got reserved spots if you want to make sure you've, you know, a certain particular place you want to stay on property. But we actually have a lot of free camping. And all you have to do is show your rate tickets, and that's it. You can bring your truck, bring your car, and set up a tent, or if you want to bring the motorhome out, you know, bring out the motorhome, and it's all the same. It's free.
Well, let me ask you something. Ticket sales have been back and forth. Now, you know, off the air we were talking a little bit. It seems since Daytona, everyone's more excited. There's more of a buzz about the races. Nothing wrong with what we saw in the past, but the fans didn't like the tandem racing. Still always exciting to see, but it's so much more better now than the way the changes the cars have gone. Are ticket sales getting better now? I mean, with deals like that, obviously things are still tight. Gas coming up to almost $4 a gallon. You've got to do whatever you can to get the fans there. My gosh, you're bending over backwards, Andrew.
Yeah, we've got some, like I said, some great deals, and certainly the pack coming back is the most important thing. It's giving the fans the racing action that they want to see, and we're excited about it. And it's super easy to get tickets. All you have to do is give us a call at 877-GO-TO-DEGA. Or visit us online at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
Now, one more thing before we let you go. I know you have the opportunity to race cars around that track, too. What's the program, and how do we do it?
To race a car around the track, we actually have the Dale Jarrett Racing Adventure is on. Their offices are located just behind our speedway, and so they're our official driving school partner. And so, if you want to get in a you know, a real NASCAR, these are all former cars that they have gotten from teams that have seen race action. Just check out Dale Jarrett Racing Adventure, and they can get you guys set up.
Well, the website, TalladegaSuperSpeedway.com. I want to thank you also for the charity, and we talked about this off the air. Andrew and Talladega Speedway, I do a lot of stuff, work with the Cancer Society. He's donated a couple tickets to the Relay for Life in Baldwin County. So thank you. Kudos to you. And we look forward to the big race coming up, obviously, the first weekend of May. And we'll have you on several times before that to keep talking how the pack is back at Talladega. So, Andrew, enjoy the rest of the morning. And, again, thanks for getting up with us and talking and sharing a little bit about the huge race coming up.
Hey, happy to be on. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right, there you go. That's Andrew Smith from Talladega. And, again, that's going to be a great event, May 4th through 6th at Talladega Super Speedway. I'm excited about shifting gears and going back to the dirt, the High Bank Dirt Oval Deep South Speedway. How about free tickets today? How would you like to take the kids for just a buck? What do you want to do about it? Well, let's talk to Casey Hines. He's the crazy guy behind Deep South. Hey, good morning, Casey. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, morning.
Hey, Casey, I'm excited about your race. First of all, people talking a little bit about the showers. You know, you've got the dirt track. You're already out there. How's it look?
Perfect. Great. We needed this little shower.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about because it was just a little bit dry this week, but now leading up to the race, what's it looking like tonight? You've got lots of cars. This is the, I believe, second event for the Cajun Wing Sprint Cars. Tell us a little bit about these cars because, actually, before you were a promoter, you drove these.
Well, yeah, and hopefully the wife's not listening, but that's what I'm doing now. I'm in the race shop trying to get mine put together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, oh, my gosh. What made you do that, buddy? Are you getting tired of being behind the scenes?
Well, I thought I could go this weekend and just watch. But
it's a terrible disease, isn't it?
After coming out in the shop last night, just looking and, you know, relatively easy, I can get this thing back together.
Wow, that's awesome. So not that, I hope you make it out there. I think we're going to have a pretty good car count. Talk about Deep South Speedway, some of the history. So far in the two races you've had almost record crowds. You guys had lots of people out there and nothing but positive comments. The racing's been incredible. The track, the preparation this year is the best they said they've seen in the history of the track.
Yeah, we're just taking this, I'm taking the track there just 100%, you know, every day, all day long, you know, except Sunday. And just devoting all my time to it, just making sure, getting a lot of feedback from the fans, the racers, you know, what they like, what they don't like about, you know, different racetracks or just Deep South Speedway in general, you know, what can I do to change it, you know. We've had a lot of people asking about putting in just made comments about a playground for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
So that's our next thing we're working on is getting about mid-month we'll have a playground there for the kids to be able to play on, and just everything. We're open to any suggestion that anybody might have, and if I can, you know, we had they asked for, you know, a few comments was made to get some restrooms in the pits, and
yeah,
it's a long walk, and that we've made that happen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Starting tonight.
Oh, see, that's good. And I saw some of those posts on Facebook. Well, the Cajun Wing Sprint Cars are a little bit different than what you're used to seeing around here. They travel in here, but the Wing Sprint Cars always put on a huge show. Tell us about the Cajuns and what we should expect to see on the track, your track tonight.
I see hard fighting, wheel-to-wheel racing there. They're a traveling series. You know, they should have, they'll have anywhere from 20 to 25 cars. I know last time they showed up with 28 of them. So, you know, it's just the Cajun guys that all have always loved Locksley. It's the biggest track they run on, you know, so they can get down there at the end of the straightaways at, you know, 125, 130 mile an hour and not even lift the throttle.
Casey, I'm going to have you take your promoter's hat off for a second, strap on your racing helmet as a driver, as you've traveled with this place before. How do you like your track as a driver? It's obviously, I've been on it before too, with Nathan Ingersoll's modified, and it's smooth.
As a driver, I love it. I mean, it just, I mean, wide, you know, just high bank.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, it makes it easy with the banking and the size of the track. Just, it takes a lot of the work off you, you know, far as being a small bull ring or something, you know, it's in just the speed it's racing. That's what I do it for. I mean, the faster you go, the better. And so if I can go faster, that's even better.
That's right. There you go. Hey, I like what you've done today. You've got one of the Wing Sprint Cars from noon to two today going to be out at Terry Thompson Chevrolet, and you're giving away free tickets. How awesome is that?
Yes. And Terry Thompson has stepped up this year, and they sponsored the track some last year, and then they've stepped up as a major sponsor this year for the track. So we encourage everybody to get by there. They're going to have some tickets be given away out there today at Terry Thompson Chevrolet right there in Daphne. So you'll have to go by there and get those, and it's while they last, and it's not an endless supply of them.
Yeah, right. But, get there early.
Come out and they're from 12 to 2, and the driver Michael Miller will be there to signing autographs and
awesome. Get a picture right there. There's nothing like taking your kids to go see something like that. That's awesome. And speaking of kids tonight. 12 and under, just a buck. That's awesome. You've got that, so it's not going to break the bank to take you to the dirt track. Longer than a movie, a lot more exciting, plus some modifieds of bombers, street stock, stingers, and vintage cars. How the car count's been this year?
Good. We've been having really good car counts.
Well, obviously, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Pretty much full fields and all classes. It's real good getting a lot of support, racers and spectator side.
Well, let's get the phone ringing, get people to get you out there. Again, it's on deepsouthdirt.com. Real easy to find. Tell us how to get off the interstate on I-10 there.
Exit 44 right there in Loxley. Yeah. Go north 4 miles, and the racetrack will be on your left.
Now tell me what time the gates open again today?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Well, Casey, I know we'll be out there. I'm excited. Thank you for inviting me up to the booth to do some announcing tonight, so I'll be out there for sure having some fun, seeing all the drivers, and my first trip to Deep South, and I'm telling you, I can't wait. I know what's in store tonight, brother, so get back to work. You got to get your helmet on there, and let me take that for a spin later. And if my wife's listening, don't tell her, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
You don't tell mine, I won't tell yours.
I think I like the way, you know, no one listens to this show. I think we're safe. No one's texting. We're all safe. All right, brother. We'll see.
I think she'll realize whenever she leaves the house and sees my trailer gone.
I'm trying
to get out of here before she gets out of bed.
Keep it quiet. All right, see you later, Casey. All right, that's Casey Hines, man. I love it. Deep South Speedway, and that's going to be a huge show tonight. There's another huge show. It's part two of the Pro Late Models along the Gulf Coast, traveling up now north 65 all the way to Montgomery Motor Speedway. Again, they've got some showers in the area, but so far, so good. It's clearing up. Montgomery Motor Speedway has got the Show Me the Money Pro Late Model Series tonight. How about going and say hello to one of the best drivers in NASCAR, as far as I was concerned. He's going to be up there. Who is it? He's the Grand Marshal. Chris Carter's going to tell you about it next. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Little rat for the morning, round and round, and that's what they're going to be doing at Montgomery Motor Speedway. Chris Carter on the line with us. Good morning, Chris. You were just talking to me. This is a big day for you. Chris, how about it? Mike Garvey, last night's winner. He's just pulling into the track right now, isn't he?
Yes, I'm in here in the office there, and I'm looking out the door, and there comes last night's winner at Fire Flag Speedway, the one and only Mike Garvey with the Tracy Goodson on number one, but it's home furnishing Ford Fusion. Did that sound professional or what?
You sound like an announcer, sir.
I learned from the best. How are you, man?
Hey, great. Now, the question is, how are you? Well, first of all, I want to mention one more thing before we get really into what you've got going on today, which is huge. But again, Mobile Speedway, you know, great partners with the show as well. They're taking the weekend off, obviously. A lot of people heading up your way, which is awesome, and that's what they need to do. But today, they have a huge car show going on, and it's a fundraiser for the Rate Crisis Center. Gates are open now at 8:30 going on until this afternoon. Just a $5 donation to get in. And drivers all around the Gulf Coast can go there and got a huge swap meet going on as well. $10 to show your car. And again, just come on in. It all goes to the Rate Crisis Center. We want to thank Flat Top, Bob Speed Shop, Tommy Pressler, and all those guys. They tried to call in. We tried to get it set up for an interview today, but they were so busy this morning, we just didn't make it. So we appreciate everything they've done. Thank you, Lonnie, Sunny South Raceway, racing tonight as well. Couldn't get them on the air, but Connor O'Kressick did great. But let's talk about tonight, Montgomery Motor Speedway. Not only do you have last night's champion who earned it, I'm telling you, but you've also got a big field of cars. You got the Bombers playing tonight, too.
No, the Bombers aren't playing, but the field of cars we're going to have tonight, actually, we're going to start the race, so we've invited the Superstocks paying $700 to win.
Wow.
So anybody listening, they're a Superstock driver. We are paying $700 to win, $500 for second, $3 for third.
Wow.
We will pay all the way down. I'm encouraging the weather. First off, let me share something with everybody.
Yeah.
The weather is great. I mean, the rain has moved out. It's starting to, guys are breaking up. Going to be a good day for as far as racing, the weather's concerned. We're going to race the Buzz, Super Stock, Street Stocks, and the Pro Late Models.
Well, I could already hear your phone ringing off the hook. That's awesome. Hang on, he's doing a radio show. Hey, what, Bobby Allison? I know he's already getting close to being there. You've got a big, big part in him. They had a great article in the newspaper about him being part of the track and the grand opening, the grand marshal. That's a huge feather in your cap, Chris. Talk about him, and because he's an idol of yours as well.
Yeah, Bobby Allison is just, you know, I've talked to him on the phone like four times, and he'll leave a voicemail, and, you know, hey, this is Bobby, I missed your call, and I hope you're having a good day. Like your buddies with him, I've said this numerous times.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just an amazing, he's a class act, and, you know, he's overcome the death of not one but two children, and, you know, just for him to carry on and continue as he does, and as you know, and anybody else that knows me, I've experienced the death of a child, and, you know, not one but two, that's hard to grasp, you know, just one's hard for me to grasp through it, so... That on top of anything else outside of being a great driver, the man is an amazing human being.
Yeah,
he will be here at 5 o'clock, Derek, and I just can't wait. I think I'm going to hug his neck.
I'm sure, and he'll hug you back. Hey, he's a great guy. I've had him on the show a couple times. But, well, this is a big event for you. Last night I had about 18 cars out of the Pro Late Models, and what we heard walking around some of the pits at Five Flag Speedway, some of the drivers had already decided not to run on Friday to save the cars for your track, Chris.
Augie Grill being one of the main names that is doing that. Augie considers Montgomery Speedway one of his home tracks, and we're honored for that to happen. And, you know, just for him to consider this his home track, that's kind of a big deal to me personally. So excited about Augie coming. I talked to Bubba Pollard last night at midnight. He's on the way up.
Let me ask you real quick about Bubba. Last night qualified fast qualifier, rolled a 10, stayed there for most of the race. Is he having problems with the new car setup, or is it just what was the deal with last night, or do you know, and what do you expect to see from, because two different tracks. What works at Five Flags is not going to work for Montgomery Motor Speedway.
Exactly, and talking to Bubba, there was something to do with the jets in the carburetor was causing issues. They will be able to overcome that. He will be a threat at Montgomery. Bubba hasn't had the best luck of luck here at Montgomery Speedway, but I you know, Bubba Pollard is Bubba Pollard. He's a wheel man. They all are, Derek. I don't want to go picking favorites or acting like I think this person's going to win over this person, because the haulers that I'm looking at coming in, anybody can race. I just talked to T.J. Reed. He's on the way. Mason Massey.
Good.
Anderson Bowen's on the way. I mean, Spencer Davis is already here. I mean, I hope to have about 25 cars.
That is amazing. And, again, you had all the other local divisions, too. How has the city embraced the track on the way back in, as it's been a while since we've raced? You got the Show Me the Money Series, 100 laps, green flag racing tonight. What's the buzz in Montgomery?
Well, of course, everybody's telling me it's big, it's major. I've had Dr. Sam, who is one of the DJs around here from Bama Country and two other stations, and he's been real supportive of me. He has been really standing behind me. I've been, yes, I am spending money advertising, but he has been a big, huge help to me, and he is getting some really good feedback. But you know me, I'm standing at the auto parts store handing out free tickets and stuff. I mean, I'm doing whatever I have to do to promote this track. I'm going to the Chamber of Commerce. They've been out here. Just the things that I feel, and I'm not going to lie to you, I'm kind of watching and learning from what Rick Crawford's doing down at Mobile, and I'm applying those same things. If I sat here and told you this is all my idea and all that, I mean, I'd be lying. I mean,
there's not one promoter that can say that, because that's what you do. You steal from one track to use yours because you know it works.
Well, and I mean, it's the truth, and what I do is like Slinger Speedway in Slinger, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at what they're doing, and, you know, if it's working there, it can work here. And I've got the staff here, you know, they're amazing. I want to thank Bobby Knox for this opportunity. I mean, this is a big deal to me. I mean, just to be able to, you know, be in charge and stuff like that.
Well, it's emotional, and I understand that. This is a big thing for you, Chris, because, you always talk about how you've seen me raise myself as a little DJ all the way up to an announcer, and you've done the same thing starting at Sunny South Raceway, now up in Montgomery Motor Speedway, doing what you love to do, and it's a dream come true, and you got a big race, man. I mean, you're like, what, a couple hours away. Tell me about the gates, when it opens, and the schedule.
All right, here we go. Gates are going to open at 9 o'clock here in about five more minutes. 9:30, we're going to have tech open. 11:45, we're going to close registration. We're going to start practice at 12:15 for the Pro Late Models. It'll be a 3 30-minute sessions. And then we'll end practice at 1:45, 2 o'clock. We'll start our local divisions. We will qualify local divisions at 4. 4:45, we'll qualify the Pro Late Models. And at 6 o'clock, we will say our prayer in the national anthem and kick this thing off, man.
Wow, that's great. Early race time. But you got a lot of racing now. I know the big buzz is about this weekend, but can you give us a little sneak peek into the next race for you guys?
I'm happy to announce that Rheem is now an official sponsor of Montgomery Motor Speedway.
All right. Congratulations.
It is finally official. We can talk about it and everything.
Yeah.
And I want to thank J.R. Jones,
yeah,
Ed Rezineski of Rheem, and, of course, you know, if anybody thought they was going to get through this interview without me saying the name Kale Gale, they just don't know me real well. I want to thank Kale Gale, Bubba Gale. The list goes on and on. I can't mention everybody. You know, the people that supported me. It's amazing. The people that are texting me this morning and stuff, I mean,
good.
I'm almost overwhelmed. So I'm really excited. I can't wait. I wish you was here, dude.
Yeah, and I will make it up there. You know my schedule's crazy from all the tracks that I do down here. But we wanted to bring our cars up there, but we have to kind of save them and work on a mobile. But we'll have the bombers ready. We'll make at least one appearance or two definitely up there when you guys are racing this year. But I appreciate everything you guys are doing, and I think you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful day. You're going to obviously be on Facebook. Tell people how they can keep track of all the excitement throughout the day with you, Chris.
I will try my hardest. I think I'm going to hire somebody to do the Facebook for me. But I'll try my hardest. I mean, the phone's going crazy, as I said. But, like I just said, I want to mention also real quick that Kale Gale is racing the Martinsville truck today at the 33 Rheem Eddie Sharp Racing Truck. He was seventh fastest in the final practice. And, you know, I'd love for him to get his first win and me having an amazing day here at Montgomery Speedway. It'd only be fitting, I think. So, well, I hope everybody supports Kale, our hometown hero.
Yeah, absolutely, and supports you, too. It's not a very long drive from the Gulf Coast to go up there and see amazing racing. You got all. I mean, come on, you've already got last night's winner pulling into the track. What is that going to tell you, right, Chris? Well, good luck. God bless you. We appreciate you coming in and being a part of the show. And, again, I know it's going to be great. Can't wait to talk to you probably tomorrow, honestly, but we'll have you back on the show next weekend and give us an update of the circus that is Chris Carter's Montgomery Motor Speedway.
Love you, man. Appreciate
all right.
you.
No problem. Love
Peace
you
out, White Trout.
There he goes, Chris Carter. I tell you, he's going to be one busy guy, but that's awesome. And what a great show. I want to thank everyone again that came on board. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be back at the track from noon to 4. They've got the huge drifting competition. If you've never done it, if you've seen it, you've got to come check it out. It's a lot of fun. I'll be there announcing there. Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway trying to get him on this morning. It's okay. We already hit him hard, and obviously they're racing tonight, so you want to make sure that you go over there if you're going to be staying locally. Also, check out Deep South Speedway. These guys are ready to go. The Cajun Wing Sprint Cars free tickets today at Terry Thompson Chevrolet from noon to 2. Now, not a ton of them, but if you get there early, get your picture taken with a sprint car. It'd be pretty cool to be there. Talladega Super Speedway. How about it? The pack is back May 4th and 6th for the Aaron's Dream Weekend. You can get your tickets at 1-877-GO-TODEGA. Oh, we're not done yet. Again, Chris Carter with Montgomery Motor Speedway. We want to thank him for coming on board. And I'm going to ask really quick for the last 15 seconds for your thoughts and prayers as my mother-in-law is in the hospital. Mary Lynn, she fell at church yesterday, has two broken bones in her arm, and they're compound fractures, and she has a dislocated shoulder as well. And they're doing surgery probably today. She has a bone disease, so it's kind of a tough situation when she's in Arkansas and I'm on along the Gulf Coast. So prayers and thoughts to Mom, number two, as I love to call her, and I hope, Mary, we love you. Hope you do good. That's going to do it for the racing, kind of. We'll see you next Saturday, and keep always on track at Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FMTalk1065.com, also on USFDRacing.com, and you know you can look us up on Facebook. Look up Full Throttle Racing with Kane. God bless. Appreciate y'all, and we'll see you next Saturday.